Could you please take your seats? The session is about to start. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This session is about to start. I'd like to welcome you to the last session of the day. The theme of the session is harnessing benefits from critical energy transition minerals. Critical energy transition minerals has become a very household name. Most of you know some of these minerals, such as lithium, cobalt, nickel, and copper. They are not new in the mining industry. They've been mined for many years, primarily for use in various industrial applications. Lithium is used in glass and ceramics as an alloying agent to improve strength and durability of metals. Cobalt is used in alloys, magnets, catalysts, nickel, stainless steel, super alloys, copper, and electrical wiring, construction, telecommunication. However, their significance has grown exponentially with a global shift towards renewable energy sources. The demand for these minerals has surged because they are critical components in clean energy technologies, such as solar photovoltaics, hydro, wind, concentrated solar power, electric vehicles and battery storage, hydrogen and electrolyzers. The increasing need for clean energy technologies to combat climate change and reduce carbon emissions has underscored the importance of securing a stable and sustainable supply of these minerals. Forecasts by the International Energy Agency suggest that the demand for these minerals will triple by 2030. This can encourage increased production and processing activities, spur industrialization through value addition, and drive economic development. However, there's currently a significant disparity in how benefits are distributed between different actors, countries, and the upstream, midstream, and downstream sectors of the value chain. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has emphasized that for developing countries, critical minerals are a critical opportunity to create jobs, diversify economies, and dramatically boost revenues, but only if they are managed properly. The race to net zero cannot trump, but we must guide it towards justice. A diverse expert panel convened by him, the UN Secretary General, issued 5 recommendations and 7 guiding principles for governments, industry, and stakeholders to ensure that global energy transition is pursued with equity, justice, and sustainability. Principle 4 emphasizes fostering development through benefit sharing, value addition, and economic diversification. The panel also recommended forming a high-level expert advisory group to accelerate these goals within the critical energy transition minerals value chains. In this session today, we have 4 speakers who will explore ways to sustainably harness the benefits of the critical energy transition mineral sector. With production expected to increase to meet the rising demand for clean energy technologies, significant investments will be needed to develop the industry. Additionally, it is crucial to address the environmental impacts associated with mineral resource exploitation. Therefore, the speakers will also discuss financing options for the value chains and strategies for mitigating these environmental impacts. a brief introduction of the speakers we have in this session. The first speaker we have is Mr. William Davies, who is an economic advisor within the Economic Law and Policy Program at IISD. Mr. Davies focuses on mining and mineral processing, advising governments on fiscal models, industrial policies, and mineral value chains to foster sustainable economic growth. Mr. Davies' presentation will focus on how to benefit from critical energy transition minerals through industrialization. Our second speaker, unfortunately, could not be here with us today, but she sent her presentation, a recorded presentation, which will be played to us. She's Ms. Christy Disney Bruckner, and she's the Law and Policy Director at the Initiative for Responsible Mining Assurance, EMA. At EMA, Christy works with government, civil society, indigenous rights holders, workers, and companies to use EMA's best practice standards as a tool to improve mining sector governance and responsible sourcing, including for materials needed for renewable energy, electric vehicles, and other low carbon technologies. Christy's presentation will be on safeguards to mitigate environmental and social risk in critical energy transition mineral supply chains. Our third speaker is Professor Salim Ali. He is chair of the Department of Geography and Spatial Sciences and the Blue and Gold Distinguished Professor of Energy and Environment at the University of Delaware. He was appointed by the United Nations Secretary General as a member of the Advisory Board of Eminent Persons on Zero Waste. He will speak about minerals and the circular economy. And our last speaker is Mrs. Stephen Barry, who is the Deputy Chief Responsible Investment Officer at the Church of England Pension Board, and is also a member of the Global Investor Commission on Mining 2030. He's also a board member of the Transition Pathway Initiative, a trustee director of the Church Investors Group, and co-chair of Global Tailings Registry Working Group. Mr. Barry's presentation will focus on financing the mining industry and the roles of investors. So without wasting too much time, I hand the floor over to Mr. William Davies. Thank you. You have the floor, Mr. Davies.